This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Hi, this is Chika from The Real Housewives of Melbourne. You're listening to Joy 94.9.
It is a Tuesday afternoon drive show with Jono and Leo on Joy 94.9. Now, Leo, you know, this is public knowledge, I am not really a fan of reality television. But I do like champagne and spending money. So I sort of got a little bit hooked last year on The Real Housewives of Melbourne, and season two has just begun. So it's with great pleasure we welcome Chika and new housewife Petty Fleur into the Tuesday Drive Show on Joy.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Now, Chika, I want to start with you. You've done all this before with series one, and you've sort of seen the public reaction and how it sort of went down when it went to air. Have you made any changes to the way that you've presented yourself or your attitude for series two?
Well, the first thing I did was chop my hair off because I realised that the hair I had last year just did not look good. So that was my first thing. And I think the rest of it, sort of, you know, just eating healthier, sort of maintaining myself, going to the gym a bit more than what I was, has been another thing. But I believe that all of us made little tweaks and changes just because we looked at things and went, oh, goodness me.
Now, Petty Fleur, you're in a shop situation with the girls, mm-hmm. and you start
ordering them around?
Yes.
Well, I just didn't feel they were stepping up and doing what they're supposed to do. I mean, come on, girls.
You need to
just
make it
move
happen.
It.
Exactly right.
Absolutely. What are they doing? If I was their boss, I would have got them out of there and retrained them.
Are you worried about the public reaction to that episode?
No.
That's why we love Petty Fleur, because she owns it.
She's a pocket rocket.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think they should have been, you know, just been a bit more snappier.
Petty Fleur, I know a lot of these shows are about the editing, but they also say that first impressions count. Now, the first we saw of you on the show on Sunday night was that you were bossing someone around your house, putting out the table mats, mm-hmm. and then you went to a party and you criticised what one of the other housewives was wearing, and I'm like thinking, is this a good first impression? Are you a bit worried that the Twitter feeds might have got, you know? Well, especially given what you do in the costume shop in episode two, which I've seen and the public are going to see this week. I'm like, honey.
I know. Well, you know what? I own what I do. As I said, my housekeeper was sort of walking around and not knowing what she was doing. And, you know, it's a job she does normally without any problem. And she was just in a daze. So, you know, I had to get her moving. And it's like snap, snap, snap. We've got a dinner to eat and we're all hungry boys here and girls here. So move it.
I think you like to stir the pot a little bit.
Oh, yes. I like the shock value of, you know, sometimes I say things for a bit of fun and for a bit of shock value. And, you know, obviously there's going to be people are going to love me and hate me. And either way, I'm happy with that. As long as they're talking about me, I'm going to enjoy it.
Good publicity.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now, Chika, you've done this before last year, of course. What advice have you given Gamble and Petty Fleur this season to how to cope with everything and the drama and...
Well, we have had a few conversations just about different things. And both, I will say, both girls are very open to listening to what we've sort of gone through and what our advice is. And I think the thing is you have to just go with the flow, own anything that you've done. Don't fight it and pretend it wasn't you or it's been changed.
Yeah.
Just own it and have fun with it. Not everyone is going to love you, but there are people who will adore you, and then they're the ones you concentrate on.
Exactly. Chika, last year in series one, some people labelled you Switzerland because you were kind of neutral in the show. How have you fared this season?
You know what? I actually don't think I was Switzerland or sitting on a fence. I felt like I did actually give my opinion. But my belief, and in my real life too, and in my business, I just don't get involved in other people's dramas. If someone wants to fight about something, that's their problem. I don't need to be dragged into it. So I did give my 5 cents worth, whether it was listened to or not, whether it was aired or not. But I absolutely do not sit on the fence and do not sit around not having an opinion. I probably am stronger this year, but that's just probably because I feel more comfortable with what I am and where I'm going and what I'm doing.
Our special guest this afternoon on Tuesday Drive is Chika and Petty Fleur from The Real Housewives of Melbourne. More than next on Joy 94.9.
Hi, this is Petty Fleur from The Real Housewives of Melbourne. You're listening to Joy 94.9.
You're on Joy 94.9, your Tuesday Drive show with Jono and the lovely Leo helping me out this week on the show. We have got The Housewives of Melbourne in studio, which is my sort of secret indulgence. tangents, this show. I do quite like it. We have got Chica and Petit Fleur. Now, Petit Fleur, in this week's episode, we've had episode one, it went to you on Sunday, episode two this week, you twerk. Now, Jackie loved it, Janet hated it. Are we going to see any more twerking from you this season?
Absolutely. I'm actually going to make it my life's motto to twerk as much as I can.
She's the twerking queen. Well,
look, I'm the twerking queen. It's all about the booty, guys. And you know what? Strong butts. Good twerk.
One of the things that was raised, I think it was by one of the housewives, was do they want to see a lady of your age twerking? And I thought that
why
was a bit ageist.
Honey, what's wrong with my age?
Exactly, you know why not?
If I feel like 30 and look like 30 and I'm fit and my booty is working, I don't have a problem, then I can behave like 30 or 20. Oh my gosh, yeah. It sounds like I need to go into a wheelchair or something over there. The way you guys are talking.
Madonna's still twerking at 56.
Madonna, come on, look at those butt cheeks.
Now, one of our fellow friends has actually done drag as Gina, and more recently he got into a bit of Chica.
Oh.
And do you think Kyle got it right, Chica?
Does this look like you?
Oh my god, I saw that and I loved it. I actually commented on it. I thought it was brilliant. He got the quiff perfect.
Yeah.
Now you better watch out, Chica, because he's going to go into a few VIP events as you. You better watch him.
Oh, you can try. But I thought he was fabulous.
Hey, Petit Fleur, if someone was going to go out and drag and wanted to look like you, what are the most important bits I'd have to get right?
Oh gosh,
the twerking.
Yeah. I don't know if someone can pull off drag like me. They'll have to be very pretty.
Mm.
They'll have to have tiny little features.
Sexy and...
small and, yeah.
Working it.
Yeah, working it.
There's a challenge for someone.
We will speak to Kyle. Yeah, he's done Gina, he's done Chica. We're going to say, right, next it's got to be Petit Fleur.
Oh, okay.
No, that is some quick questions to finish off with. You're featured in a few magazines over the last few months and newspapers. If you could be on one magazine cover, what magazine would it be?
Oh, for me, it would be New Idea.
Vanity Fair.
Vanity Fair.
Yeah.
New Idea. Oh, okay.
Give some...
I love Vanity Fair. I love the stories.
Yeah. Petit Fleur, do
you... Oh, Cosmopolitan.
What about
nice.
Vogue?
Vogue.
Vogue.
Oh, everyone wants to be on the cover of Vogue.
I'm just going to walk this time before I can fly,
okay.
You know?
Now,
one step at a time.
Petit Fleur, do you like to save money or spend it?
I do both. Okay. I make every purchase with mental judgment. I just don't buy just for the heck of buying something. So, no, I don't spend frivolously.
Now, the best finger food is served at a party. Now, Chica, you own the big group.
Big group, yes.
So that would be a one to, if you answer that one.
Oh, I could go off on many a tangent
here.
Yeah,
exactly.
There's many a good...
What about a mini chicken parmigiana?
Well, yes, you could have that. Mm. We do a lot of sort of things with sashimi and little cucumber cups and, you know, we do a lot of different things. But my personal favourite has to have something with salmon and a bit of a potato rosti, I have to say. That's my absolute favourite.
No. Or crab.
Mm, crab's good.
Crab.
Petit Fleur, for you, what's the one thing you refuse to share?
My man.
Oh, that's fair enough too.
that's so good. Fair call.
Now, after finishing season two of The Housewives, are you still happy to be a Real Housewife of Melbourne?
Yes, definitely.
Without any doubt.
Yeah. I'm really pretty proud this season. I think it's been, as last year there was sort of a bit of hesitation, people not quite sure whether they were going to like it or whether it was going to be as good as The American. Then they have sort of enjoyed it. And now I feel like we're on this great ride where people are going, you've done a good job.
It's a bit of a cult.
And it's pretty exciting.
And with Gamble and myself, we had to walk in to second season and fit in to the girls with a first season under their belt already. So I think we've done a pretty good job.
I think you both have done a great job.
To you girls too,
I guess the public will be the judge over the next few weeks.
Yes.
Won't they?
Yes, I think they will.
The Real Housewives of Melbourne is on Arena this Sunday night, 8:30. Check it out. It's going to be a great second episode.
I have to admit, I've already had a sneak peek at episode two, and it is funny. The witches' party looked great.
Chica and Petit Fleur, thanks for coming in this afternoon.
Thank you for having us.
You're on Joy 94.9.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.